If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
Now, Saul,
yeah,
I don't know if you saw yesterday, there is a CA who used to be part of the SAA board, Miss Gunana, who actually even took part in the state capture inquiry. And her testimony was very widely publicized because at the time, Deputy Chief Justice even said, "Miss Gunana, you are an accountant." Don't you remember that clip?
I remember very well. It went viral.
Anyway, yesterday she was arrested because it seems, allegedly, that she's a landlord and she's been intimidating some of her tenants. So if people don't pay, she's rocking up with guns, allegedly.
Oh, my stunt.
Yeah, and she's intimidating them into paying for their, I don't know, pay the rent. Now, generally, you know, people always ask, when you are looking at South African law, why does it seem like the law protects tenants more than it does, I guess, the landlord? And there's a reason for that. It's kind of similar to what we were discussing yesterday, right? Because the person who's a landlord, you would always assume that they're in a better financial position than the tenant.
Generally.
And because of exploitation that people used to suffer because of our history, you want to make sure that those that are in a less fortunate position are also taken care of. Now, the law obviously doesn't favor you based on how much money you have, etc. and so on. But access to the law, because very few people can go to court and argue the case themselves, especially in a high court, you need an advocate. Access to a law does cost money, right? And so just because of that, there are a lot of people that end up not getting the adequate representation and they lose cases, even when perhaps they are right on merit, but they just don't have the money to get the right representation and they lose. So that's why tenants have the protection that they enjoy. For example, you can't just go to a tenant's house and kick them out. Even if you are the owner of the property, you can't kick them out. It's a procedure you need to follow, and that procedure can take 6 months, a year, kuningi.
But then what happens in situations when people abuse that knowledge? Yoguti, you can't just take them out. And now they stop paying. And now your house is no longer an asset. It's a liability. Like,
they do, Vele. It happens more often than not.
That's my point. So then what do you do in those kind of situations? Now milling your corker to take you to court so that you can leave my property. That's abuse.
Every business has its own risks. So when you choose to be a landlord, that is a risk you are choosing to bear. Because you can say at any time. Now, what you're supposed to do is you need to make sure that you vet the people that are coming into your property.
Even people who have been vetted. We've spoken so many times that sometimes you come into a particular situation, isn't the right. And then somewhere during the lease, things go pear-shaped. Awukhulumi. You know, at least if you say something to me, maybe we can work out something. I don't know what we could work out. But you keep quiet. Then come the end of the month, awukhokheli. You tell me a lie. I'll see you next month. Can we defer? Then the following month, you again tell me another lie. See? And then before you know it, 6 months later, I'll go cookie nicks. And then now I must go to court, incurring further costs.
Yeah.
Ah,
because you would have been paying your bond to begin with. Because sometimes you use the amount that you get from your tenants to actually pay the bond back.
Yes.
That's not the right way to do things. Always, Andrea.
No, but that's what a lot of people
do. Who told you to do that?
That's what a lot of people do.
That's how you get
into property. It's not everybody who has cash to purchase a property.
Yeah,
so in most cases, if you have your deposits, you have a good credit record, how you start into the property space or get into that space is by taking that bond then as an investment, and then you have the tenants that help you pay. If anything, you'll top up with the rates here and there, but nevertheless, you expect that most people, that's how they get into the property space. And it's honestly unfortunate what happens. And it's a discussion that many property owners have tried to have to say, in this case, the law protects some of these people. It's not always just tenants who fall on hard times, but people who invade your property. You'd have property driving here to Hurlingham, Hyde Park. You'd see that there are properties there that have been abandoned. There are people that live there. And when the owner decides to do something with this property, if maybe they've fallen on hard times, they want to do something, you find people that are now squatting. Mm-hmm. And you cannot remove those people.
Every business has inherent risks. When we share any property unattended to, what must bank get?
Because, as you say, sometimes you go through a really tough time while I'm trying to sort myself out.
Okay, so on that note, why can't you understand that the tenant is going through a tough time themselves?
How well, when you go through and go squat, then
yeah, and you make a plan. You can't go through a tough time on my at my expense on my property that I've worked for. Like you gotta move out and find a smaller place. I've never been that tenant who refuses. Just move out and downgrade like everybody else. Find a smaller place. If it's a house, go rent out a room. Stay in a commune or something.
And it's happening to Yake Kwinana. Actually, it's the headline story, front page of Sowetan.
That's how
she
we
was
started.
Arrested. Oh. Oh, it's because we came in late.
Exactly.
Late. Oh,
ban.
There I am thinking I'm being smart, bringing up the news.
Red ants.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Red ants.
Red ants, guys.
Give us a shout and let us know your relationship with your landlord. If you were to scale it, on a scale of 1 to 10 and rate it, where would you put it? 086-000-0959.
Yeah, look, I am a former landlord. I had a multi-dwelling where I had several tenants, and I divested from that business simply because of tenants and the law more leaning over towards the rights of tenants. So yeah, not the best of businesses to get into unless, like Ciso said, you've taken well-calculated risks.
Mm. Oh, funny thing is about that, right? Tenants always seem clueless about lease agreements and the law until it's time to kick them out. Then they will tell you the procedure. I've had a similar situation. I've had friends that have had similar situations trying to get someone out. You need to find them alternative accommodation, which is your expense, by the way. But yeah, I know. But there's tactics to that. When they go to work, when they come back, they find the things outside because you're I can't run an expense because of a tenant. Yeah, but yeah, tenants always know their rights, trust me. Especially when it comes to things. Even foreign tenants, by the way, they know the law exactly.
There's a responsibility. So what you're saying there is partially truth, because I'm a right. Aba patala rent. Mama patala rent. I can kick you now out. Now. Or I can give you 2 days. Yabo. I said like une 2 months, une 1 month or 2 months or 3 months one fatar. Rent. I can kick you out.
No.
Yabo. Mina, I once had a situation like that. Umutanga patali rent matka tongbiz and I'm a poise. And then we end up I don't have a problem for 3 months, Lenny Shoy, notice 3 months. But then, I sent the affidavit, I will not pay electricity and water for 3 months. I'm opposed that, no, we can't do that. Daughter, but I don't want to orupume work. That's it.
Well, you see, that's also what you did was illegal. You can't just kick a person out, even if you can't rent. That person didn't know legally what their rights were and they couldn't enforce their legal rights. But procedurally, when I finish eviction order, get it stamped by the courts, and only then you can kick him out.
Yeah, you can't contravention of a legal document. You want to tell me about legalities?
So,
so what if my contract, my customized contract as a landlord says, if you haven't paid after
is
a month...
Is it in line with the constitution? If it isn't, it's unconstitutional.
It can't transfer.
One other story. So I had this friend, his name was Dave. And Dave is a developer. And Dave, his company policy was that he didn't lease any of his properties out to a lawyer. If you're a lawyer, Jay, why not fool me as a tenant?
Yeah. Yo, guys, my lawyer.
So I want to hear from lawyers. Do you find it difficult to get lease agreements just because of your profession?
My relationship with my landlord, the first one, I stayed 3 months without paying. Because I started a new job. So, yeah, the government and their payroll, yes. Yo, that mom was a wonderful lady. Number one, Wangfuneli Friji. She gave me, I think, 700 rand to go and buy meat for myself. because I used to beg Shabo and then she was like, if I'm not around, nai friji, fagis in tozako. Your being a sub, she would say, even if you have 50 rand or 100 rand, buy food. I mali rent you'll pay later when you get your salary. Nitsinje namanje, I've moved out to another place, but I still go and check up on that lady because she was not a landlord, she was a mother to me. So the landlords are different, and especially now to the tenants, we need to respect them. No.
That's very sweet.
Hi, sis. It's nice to meet you. I'm from Malope. Now we need to talk about hello, business. Business, let me tell you. Look, you don't need to know about Ali. You're right. Hi, hello, business. Hello, business. Come out in the man. That's all. Hello, business. I go on to let you know.
Yes, I know how people operate, but I'm telling you how they ought to operate. The law actually protects you. We are poor man. You're paying for it. I'm not talking about Zolimala. But go from there, too. You shouldn't have to.
Nem sizwa nomuntu mangabhatali rent kumele ahambe. Le nto ukuthi umthetho uthini mina ngingeni. Ngizana inyanga lapho ngiyakusebenza right then and there. Ayikho le nto ukuthi uzohlala 6 months kukwamusa. Kodwa ubhatali rent. Ukushange ngikwayindana ke mina once.
Nayi tena ndiya kubiza lapha ngemuva. Papa. Ihlala mahala ayikhokhanga kunesho.
Inyanga yonke akakhokhe and akaboni ngisho nenyanga eyi-1.
Umama wami uyaqashisa abantu and ekatlehong. So she had this experience with one person who tried that. And my mother was very strict, was very straight about it. What umtshela nje ukuthi lalelani la, la kuselokishini. Imithetho le yabelungu le my mother would say, le ukuthi kwamele yonke le nto aye ukuyizamela elokishini sibone ukuthi uzophelela kephi. Bayomtshela nje kanjalo ukuthi kuselokishini la le mithetho leyo kahulumeni leyo kutshela ukuthi kwamele ngiwenzeni ngikufune indawo anyekuyenzeke la elokishini. Waqoqa nje into zakhe njengokushesha waphuma. I think you understood what we mean. La kuselokishini kodwa angeke nje uhlale kwami ungakhokhi, so ayigubhe wagubha ngempela.
Nizoboshwa.
The constitution is suspended in the hood. Let's be really honest.
Nizoboshwa. You find yourselves in court.
Constitution. Yeah. Elokishini kwami. In my yard. Ngitshelogo.
Uzobo I choose.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.